Hello, everyone, and welcome to our short form series we're doing as part of Vegas TMI podcast called What the... We're going to tackle some of your questions from social or just some interesting topics that don't require a full 30-minute podcast. I'm Shane.
And I'm Jen.
And today, this is going to be the coronavirus podcast. Everything coronavirus. If you're quarantined inside, this is the podcast for you.
From facility closures to the cancellations of many of our classes, court appearances, and more, as we all know, the coronavirus has been a shock to our community and those around the world as we grapple to adjust to the new changes that are impacting our daily life. And we want to remind you, for the latest information, you can always stay tuned to our website, lasvegasnevada.gov/coronavirus.
Yeah, and you can also follow us on social media where we're constantly posting the latest updates. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk about two topics that have gotten the most questions: the shutdown of non-essential businesses. A lot of people are wondering whether they're essential, whether they're non-essential, and also where to get help or how to give help in this time.
As we're sure all of you know, Governor Sisolak directed gaming and non-essential businesses in Nevada to close on March 17th for 30 days. Let's remember that gaming has only been closed down one time in recent memory. That's when JFK was assassinated. And even then, it was only for 24 hours. So these are truly unprecedented times in our state.
So that may require a later history episode, because that's really interesting. Now, what businesses are deemed non-essential? That's generated a ton of confusion, because a lot of people really don't know where that line's drawn. What sort of businesses are being labeled non-essential?
This is including things like casinos, theaters, gyms, bars and clubs.
Gyms are definitely non-essential for me.
Hair salons, bowling alleys, arenas, meeting halls, and more. It's basically anywhere where people can congregate to have fun or just kind of spend time together in groups. Essential businesses are places that support public health and safety. So grocery stores, gas stations, the post office, the airport, they are all considered essential services and will remain open.
The governor has created a new department to provide up-to-date information, guidance, and news pertaining to COVID-19. You can access it at the website, nvhealthresponse.nv.gov. We'll also put that link in the description.
And we've also had a lot of questions from you about how local governments like us will enforce the governor's directive for all non-essential businesses to close. So City Attorney Brad Jerbick has had conversations with Attorney General Aaron Ford. And Brad indicates, following those discussions and his own legal research, that he is more comfortable prosecuting these non-essential business closures under the state's public nuisance statute. So as a result, since the city is in the Metro Police jurisdiction, their officers are already enforcing the closure of these businesses that are deemed as non-essential. So the Las Vegas City Attorney's Office will then either pursue a criminal complaint or civil complaint based on Metro's findings. And so the criminal option entails the filing of a misdemeanor. The civil option would consist of the city securing a temporary restraining order to close the business more quickly, should its owners not comply with the Metro order. But here's the thing. Just do the right thing. Lots of businesses already have, and the governor has been clear. Let's all stay home for Nevada. Thank you to all those businesses that have done the right thing and have shut their doors. We know that it's an extremely hard time for many, many Nevadans as a result.
And we'll have plenty of information at lasvegasnevada.gov/coronavirus, including ways to report a business that you think is open illegally. The city also plans to take several steps to ease the burdens on businesses that have been forced to close, because these times, a lot of people are going to need assistance. Things like a 60-day grace period for business license renewals with the due dates of March 1st or April 1st, options to close general or privileged licenses with no cost to reinstate them, a liquor license option to pay a reduced fee during the temporary closure, a gaming license option to pay a reduced fee during the closure, and ongoing acceptance of applications during this time. Just stay tuned to lasvegasnevada.gov/coronavirus for all updates.
As we navigate these unprecedented times, you can continue to turn to your city for information. If you need help, please call 702-229-CARE or 2273. Monday through Thursday. You can also stay tuned to lasvegasnevada.gov/coronavirus or KCLV Channel 2 on the air or online at youtube.com/KCLV Channel 2 for the latest updates.
So on to our next topic and the coronavirus. A lot of questions about where people can get help and offer help.
Many local organizations have already stepped up to offer help. So local utilities like NV Energy, Southwest Gas, and the Las Vegas Valley Water District are willing to work with customers right now. You just have to give them a call to let them know that you're struggling. Three Square Food Bank has also opened emergency food centers at 15 schools and 43 other locations for anyone who needs help. Three Square is also offering grocery delivery for those in need that are 60 and above. So you can go to threesquare.org/help for information on all of that.
Yeah, and speaking of seniors, since they're a high-risk group, many stores are doing senior-only shopping days. Smith's Grocery Store, they're open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Albertsons Grocery Store is open for seniors only. Tuesdays, Thursdays from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Dollar General, Costco, Sam's Club are all offering similar seniors-only times. And one thing that is great in a emergency is how the community comes together and offers ways and solutions to help out.
And there are also a number of ways that you can offer a helping hand in our community right now. First up, you can donate blood. There is a dire need in our community right now. Across the country, more than 4,500 blood drives have been canceled, resulting in 150,000 fewer donations. So there really is a critical need. You could have a big impact if you're able to donate blood right now. You can visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment.
And if you're into social networks, next door is a neighborhood social network. It's private. It verifies your address, so you're only speaking to people that live within your neighborhood. They have a map where you can ask for help or offer help to your neighbors. Nextdoor, in general, is a great place to crowdsource information. You can ask your neighbors what's in stock at your local grocery stores and, you know, maybe supplies that they have that you're running short on.
And if your kids are bored at home, there's even a fun art project opportunity for them. The Tyler Robinson Foundation, the Imagine Dragons nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting families facing a pediatric cancer diagnosis, is looking for pen pals to help families facing isolation right now. So you can send scanned letters, drawings, and videos to penpal@trf.org, and they will be shared with families to help put a smile on their face in these otherwise sad times. Thanks to the Las Vegas Review-Journal for that information. And if you didn't know, the Imagine Dragons were founded right here in Las Vegas, so it's great to see them helping our community.
So thanks, everybody, for tuning in while we ask what the on two important coronavirus topics.
You can catch up on past episodes at lasvegasnevada.gov/podcast or use the hashtag VegasTMI to submit a question for a future episode.
Now, if you're in quarantine, I know you're going to want more episodes of Vegas TMI, so stay tuned. You can subscribe to us on the Google Play Music Store, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasts, we'll be there. And stay tuned at lasvegasnevada.gov/coronavirus for the latest coronavirus information. See you next time.
See you soon from downtown Las Vegas.